Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 13th of October. Speaking at the 35th edition of the Sea Trade Cruise Global in Miami, Florida, U.S. Virgin Islands Commissioner of Tourism Joseph Bulchult highlighted the importance of greater collaboration between Caribbean destinations and cruise line partners to ensure the safe and successful return of cruisers to the region. Stating, "One destination does not make an itinerary," Bulchult said it was important for travelers to feel safe at every destination they visit, and working with other destinations is essential to ensure that happens. Bulchult added that while the stayover sector performed well for the U.S. Virgin Islands throughout most of the pandemic, the destination and the region suffered a setback in the cruise sector as they didn't have ships arriving for about 15 months. Thailand's Prime Minister outlined one small but important step as the country prepares to restart international tourism beyond the sandbox. In a televised nationwide broadcast, PM Prayut Chan-o-cha said that Thailand will begin to gradually allow people to travel without difficult conditions, especially as the UK, Singapore and Australia are starting to relax their travel conditions abroad for their nationals. From the 1st of November onwards, Thailand will start accepting non-guaranteed entry into Thailand for those who have completed their vaccinations and entered Thailand by air. When entering Thailand, all persons must show they are free from COVID-19 and will be tested for COVID-19 upon arrival in Thailand. Afterwards, they can travel freely to different areas. For visitors from countries not deemed low-risk countries, they are still welcome but may face greater restrictions, including quarantine. Embraer and NetJets have signed a deal for up to 100 aircraft, valued in excess of $1.2 billion at current list prices. As part of the deal, NetJets will begin taking delivery of the Phenom 300E in the second quarter of 2023 in both US and Europe. NetJets first signed a purchase agreement with Embraer for 50 Phenom 300 executive jets plus up to 75 options in 2010. NetJets is the world's largest private jet company, offering fractional aircraft ownership, private jet leases, and private jet card program. The Connecting Europe Express has reached its final destination of Paris after 36 days travelling across Europe. The train made more than 120 stops, crossed 26 countries and 33 borders, travelling on three different gauges. The purpose of the trip was to illustrate that a true cross-border, modern, high-quality rail infrastructure is a basic requirement. A €7 billion call for proposals under the Connecting Europe facility was launched for projects targeting new, upgraded, and improved European transport infrastructure. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.